The Jerry Doyle Show.
The International Achievement Exam, the program for international student assessment, released results for 2012 to see where the United States is, where the 15-year-olds are, how they're doing in math, science, and reading. The United States slipped from 25th to 31st in math since 2009, 20th to 24th in science, and from 11th to 21st in reading. That all according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Not good. Not good. I was looking at this Yahoo's 2013 year in review, the top searches for all of 2013. And when you look at the list, maybe it's not the National Education and Union members. Maybe it's not the teachers. Maybe it's not the schools. Maybe it's not the parents. Maybe it's the kids. Because when you look at this list, there's only one thing on there that has any correlation to anything that truly impacts our lives directly. Back on the program with us is Anita Finley, author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, 16 weeks, number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Anita, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jerry. But, you know, what you just talked about with this list, I mean, the top of the list, of course, is Miley Cyrus, and then you have Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber is on there. That explains everything.
It really does. I mean, number 10 is the Bieber, Justin Bieber. Number 9 is the iPhone 5. Number 8 is a murderer, Jodi Arias, kind of hot in a murderous kind of way. Amanda Bynes. In 6th place is Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. Number 5, Selena Gomez. Number 4, Minecraft. Number 3, Kate Upton. Number 2, Kim Kardashian. Number 1, Miley Cyrus. What do you think Kim Kardashian is going to have to do to get to be number 1? Because that's not going to sit well with her being Avis in the rankings. When you're number 2, you got to try harder.
Oh, she's got to concentrate on the booty again and gain and lose another 50 pounds or something. And, you know, all the news reports will certainly cover it. Just as Hillary Clinton always used to say, if I want to knock any story off the front page, I just change my hairdo.
So right.
That's all Kim Kardashian has to do is change her booty size, and then we're back to that again. I mean, it's horrible. It's just, I'm apoplectic with all of this. That's all I can tell you.
Why? You know, I look at the list and I'm going, Miley Cyrus. Okay. You know, everybody knows a little bit about her, but I mean, numero uno, top search on Yahoo for all of 2013. What possibly does Miley Cyrus offer that would cause that many people to search her out that often? What does she offer? What does she do? What does she bring?
I mean, look at what happened at the VMA Awards, where she was doing all this twerking and wearing this nude-colored bathing suit and whatever that display was, having Congress with a foam finger. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the guy who was, you know, he sort of got a pass on all of this when they're his nasty lyrics. I don't even remember his name, to be honest with you. But the fact of the matter is that, in a way, she's gotten her wish, because to transform herself, and I worked with Miley Cyrus, by the way, on Hannah Montana years ago, and she was a very sweet, sweet girl. And so this is all very surprising to me, but she wants to transform herself into, you know, I don't say the Beyonce mold, but she wants to be, you know, successful in her own right as an adult artist. And this is the message. They think this is the way to do it. And the media is going to capitalize on this because it sells copy. So this becomes a vicious cycle, and then we are fed more and more garbage and useless information when, as you pointed out aptly, the only thing that we should want to know about, of course, is the Affordable Care Act, and that's number 6 on the list. And we still don't understand. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a fabulous article yesterday by a woman who functioned almost as an ombudsman. Her name is Trudy Lieberman, and she wrote an article in Politico, talking about the dropped coverage by the media, how they just covered sensationalism out of 4 years of coverage for the Affordable Care Act, which is why people still don't understand how it works. And nobody bothered to say what a disaster it was going to be when it was rolled out, because we're so busy talking about good versus evil, Democrat versus Republican, and then Miley Cyrus versus Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber's mustache. This is what we're inundated with every day.
You know, in a certain way, though, when you look at the insanity of it all. You know, and we were talking about this before you came on the program, Anita, about how it seems as if everything's going wrong at the same time, whether it's health care or it's education or it's spending or it's government accountability. It just seems as if everything's going wrong at the same time. And in a certain way, I would have to imagine that part of people's brains just go, you know what? I'm going to go with the beauty queen day. All I have to decide is a sash or a crown day. And once I've got that figured out, boom, everything else is done. And you look at all the insanity. You look at all the nonsense. You look at all the yelling and the screaming and the finger pointing. And you go, you know what? I'm out. I'm really not interested. And maybe by a certain default, the Miley Cyruses and the Kim Kardashian and the Kate Uptons of the world get the attention. For what reasons, I can only imagine in other people's minds, but maybe there's a certain tune-out point where people say, it's too toxic, it's too negative, it's too political, and it's doing nothing for me. So I'm going to catch up on the latest in twerking from Miley Cyrus.
I think that's a fabulous point. I really do think it's like that Sullivan's Travels, that old movie from the 30s, that people want to watch the Marx Brothers. They want to be, well, the Marx Brothers were more intelligent than what we're being fed now. But, you know, they want to be entertained. They want some relief from all of the negativity, and they can't understand, you know. And as that article I mentioned was pointing out, that you're just given pro versus con, this person's talking points versus that talking point, not any sort of nuanced reporting that really is designed to give you some effective information that's going to help move you forward. And after a while, you do, your brain just goes into overload and you can't listen to it anymore.
Do you think if there was, and I appreciate all the contributions you make to EpicTimes.com, which is the digital home of our program here, because you're not just about yelling and screaming and finger pointing. You're about, here's where we were, here's where we are, here's what we need to do. This is how we benefit from moving things forward. I don't think there's enough solution-based content out there. It seems as if the media entertainment complex is more interested in jacking the ratings based upon WWE style tactics to try and make it look like there's a fight taking place. But in reality, I don't see it accomplishing much. And maybe people just go, you know what, if there was more solution based stuff, if there was more content that was directly appropriate to me and filled the pothole at the end of my driveway, which is, you know, Obamacare, health insurance, good. But that pothole's been there for 3 years. Would someone fix the pothole or cut down the tree? Those are the kind of things that are closest to us. And we don't see enough of that kind of solution-based mentality permeating itself in a lot of the media today.
Well, I'm so glad you just said that, because part of what was in this article, they quoted Chuck Todd, who was with MSNBC, and he has long been a big cheerleader for the president. And that's, you know, that's fine, but, you know, he's supposed to be a journalist, I thought. And it was interesting in the critique that I had read from Ms. Lieberman, talking about how the media fell down in explaining what the Affordable Care Act was supposed to be, how it functioned, what was wrong with it, what we needed to do, the people who'd be losing their plans, the sticker shock, et cetera, et cetera. And he was saying, he got mad. He said, wait a second, that's not the job of the Fourth Estate. That's the job of the president, to go out there and sell it. So in other words, they're just supposed to be shock jocks. I thought the Fourth Estate was supposed to report on exactly what is happening. And since it seems that you have an administration who, from the top down, seems to have only a passing understanding of what they have spent the bulk of the last 4 years working on, you know, it really boggles the mind. So who do we go to? So in other words, we're supposed to go to only the president for a sell job, and reporters are doing what? They're doing exactly what you just said. They're doing a typical kind of flamethrower. Democrat likes it, Republican hates it, death panel, you know, unaffordable, blah, 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 and that's it. And then at the end of it, your eyes are crossed because you don't know anything more than you did a half an hour ago.
Right, and people go, you know what, let's see who gets voted off The Voice tonight. I do think that there is that tune-out mentality. I had one of our contributors, Thomas Basile at EpicTimes.com, he was on the program last Wednesday, and we were talking about the holiday, and I was looking at cable, and it was still hyperventilating over everything and anything. It's Thanksgiving Eve, and these people are losing their minds still. And he goes, look, if you see two people on MSNBC yelling at each other, turn it off. He said, if you see a four box on Fox and people are yelling at each other, turn it off. Because it does nothing except something for their ratings, but it does nothing for moving the argument forward. And that's one of the great things about what you do and coming on the program and the things that you write and the blogs that you participate in is that you're not toxic. You're open. You're open for conversation and discussion and an exchange of ideas. We may not agree on everything, but at least we're moving the entire argument that benefits everyone forward as opposed to trying to play a chess game with Republicans versus Democrats.
You know, look, my thing has always been information, and what I obviously one of the reasons I love talking to you or why I love to be on the radio altogether is I want to meet people that are on the other side of the aisle. I want to talk to people who don't know anything about me. I want to learn something about someone else's opinion I didn't know, and I want to be able to share information so that if somebody has an idea that they got from a flamethrower, I can say, no, here's the research, and let me correct that. Let me disabuse you of that notion gently, and then maybe we'll see things in a different way. I mean, that's always, I think that's the way that we become successful as people, as a country, and it doesn't matter what party you're in.
Hey, speaking of seeing things a different way, Thursday night, The Sound of Music, live, starring Carrie Underwood. You've done live theater, you've done television.
Yes.
I mean, as an actress, can you do you think that there's a little bit of heat on this? Because it's The Sound of Music. It's Julie Andrews. It's Captain Von Trapp.
I can't believe they're remaking it. I cannot believe. I think it's, look, it's a lovely musical. It's a very moving piece. But, you know, Julie Andrews, to me, I mean, she is just the apex. I mean, she was just so brilliant. And you know, she's not only a brilliant singer and a coloratura, she happens to be a brilliant actress. And, you know, all due respect to Carrie Underwood, that is really heavy duty. And, you know, to take that on, why would you want to do that?
I know, right?
You know, good luck to her. That's all, you know, more power to you. That's all I have to say.
Sound of Music is like one of my all-time favorite movies. So is Animal House, and so is It's a Wonderful Life, and so is Network. It depends upon the season, you know, it depends upon my mood, which is actually my favorite movie. But The Sound of Music, was that just about as close to a perfect movie as they ever made?
No, it was a very long time ago that I saw it. I was but a little infant then, but it was really, it was a fabulous movie.
I watch it every year.
Do you really?
Absolutely. When he sings Edelweiss and he chokes up. And she comes out on the stage and helps him get through the song, and then the crowd starts singing. Oh, it's magic. It's absolute magic.
Well, they had The Wizard of Oz on last weekend, and I watched that. My husband and I sat down because, I mean, just to see the brilliant color of it and to watch it. I hadn't watched it all the way through in a long time, and I cried through the movie because it's such an innocent and pure film, and it's done so brilliantly that it's just that expression of, you know, the pure outreach of emotion and the value of friendship and the value of your allies. Like, I didn't know what to do with myself. So when we watch WALL-E is the other movie, if you can sit through that movie and not cry through it, you have no heart. Because that little electronic critter is just the cutest thing since sliced bread.
What would be your favorite movie if you had to pick one? Like someone says, what's your favorite food, Jerry? You have to have one food that you have to eat every day. I'd say pizza.
Oh, man.
But if you had to pick one, and it's tough to pick one movie that you'd watch over and over and over and over and over, but do you have any idea what it would be?
Well,
comedy,
know,
drama?
Some Like It Hot is right up there. So is The Philadelphia Story with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn and Jimmy Stewart. It's just brilliant. I just love the patter of it. So I've always had a top 10, you know, like if you're trapped on a desert island and you actually have a VCR that works.
Right. A VCR? You're dating yourself.
What?
You said a VCR. Do they still have those?
You see that? I want people to catch these little... I told you, I resurrect words that no one has used in God only knows how long.
Decades.
I just want them to know. That's right. They're not the only ones who are aging. We're aging right along with them.
Anita Findley with us here on the program. Author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, 16 weeks, number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. As a blogger, did you see the list of the 10 most viral blogs on Tumblr?
No,
number one.
Not, but I don't think my name was on it, so that just irritated the...
No, I know. It's not here. One of the top blogs is Yacht Cats. I have no idea. Do you know what that is? Yacht Cats? Is that just like really fat cats?
Yacht Cats?
Yeah, Yacht. Y-A-C-H-T.
I thought it meant like people who are rich cats who own their own yacht.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I've never checked. I'm going to have to check it out, though. Number eight on the list, Exploding Actresses. Have you seen that one?
Well, they must have been referring to me after I finished Thanksgiving dinner.
Number six on the list was Brides Throwing Cats.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
But, you know, this is getting, now, you know, you're just being silly because I tell you, we're...
No, I'm reading the list. I'm not making this up.
No, I believe you. I believe you. But it just seems to me that we really are so stressed out as a society that when you have nothing better to read about, and you, no offense to these people who put this blog up there, that you have to read about brides throwing cats, you really are desperate for distraction and entertainment.
Here's this one for you, Anita. Number three on the list, hot dog legs. Have you seen that one? Where they have the pictures. Are they hot dogs? Are they people's legs? I saw Jay Leno does this. Is it a turkey neck or is it an actor or someone famous? And it was turkey neck or, and it turned out to be Mick Jagger. And the other one was turkey neck or, and it turned out to be Clint Eastwood. Number two on the list is This Charming Charlie. I have no idea what that is. And number one, Yahoo, 10 most viral blogs on Tumblr. Number one on the list, Reasons My Son Is Crying.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess that's, you know what, that at least is interesting. I'm afraid to ask what the reasons are.
Yeah.
But at least they're talking about boys expressing emotions, so I'm going to choose a positive road on that one.
I wish we had more time for you to express more stuff. I wanted to talk to you about that Kay Heimowitz article about Michelle Obama is a feminist cop-out. I got about 30 seconds. What's your definition of a feminist?
Feminist means equal rights for all, and it means that you should be able to pursue whatever it is that you wish to pursue. I don't think that you have to break the glass ceiling or be the world's supermom, and I think that anybody who wants to pigeonhole you really has the wrong idea of what feminism is. It's not right. Feminazi. I mean, it really isn't, and I think that, you know, Michelle Obama gets to be whoever she wants to be. I think her handlers have made her into something regressive in this 50s mom with the sweater sets, but you know what? If she's comfortable that way and she wants to talk about obesity and she wants to talk about education and so on and military families, more power to her.
Yeah. Did you see the Barbara Walters special with her and Barack?
I only saw a piece of it. I did not see the entire thing. I'm going to have to sit down and watch it and maybe I'll write about it.
Yeah, it was about 12 minutes or so, 12 to 15 minutes into it. They asked, what do you guys discuss at the end of the day? Obamacare? Debts? Government shutdowns? No. Whatever's going on in the kids' lives. I think that's a note to a lot of people out there. Get involved in your own life. Anita Findley, always awesome to have you on the program. Check out her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, Amazon.com, all major book retailers, and her website, Anita Findley, FINLAY.com. Good to have you back, and we'll do it again.
Always a pleasure, Jerry. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Anita. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.